Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
What's up, mother lovers?
Easy people.
Almshouse to your mum's house, episode Amber.
Amber.
185.
185 today, man.
185. Johnny come alive.
All right, we're going to start every episode with a song as usual. I picked, we did last week, we did a Q-Tip remix for that
Yeah,
Young
we
Z.
did.
Now I'm picking a Eric Sermon remix, or the Green Eyed remix of a Redman tune called Rockefeller. Check it out.
Coming 6 billion feet from beneath, and you should be peeping how I get smoked out on the weekends. I swing into my crew or down to my fam, schooling all those knockers like final exams. Cause it's that funkadelic kitchen with the irrelevant elements, and it's coming through your blocks. Catch a smelling trick. What a copycat might hold for a bat. So you get funk tracks, punchlines, and skull hacks. Got a little red in the town. Who's that effing clown sounding whack with the frown?
I'm so old.
But you better wonder what I would do. Wow, loud on this staff like birds one and two. My crew runs thick in the syrup from the burrow. You get hurt up, word up, jammed like Perro. Knock off a blood clot, puff on the rough blood. R.I.P. my man Rockefeller, it don't stop.
On and
on and it don't quit. Red man rocking on to the funky shit. Come on.
On and on and it don't quit.
Look at your reach.
I said Jersey's in the house.
Jersey's in the house.
I said Brooklyn's in the house.
Arms house is in the house.
Arms house is in the house.
Word is born, I'm coming this warm, so turn your flashlights on. Due to difficulty, my style blows wide across the planet in 48 hours like Nick Nolte. Dropping the flavor, stay sky high like pager. I'm magical like Fantasia on paper.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to your mum's house.
Yes, yes. Rockefeller there, remix. I've had quite a chilled week this week, theme, man. Ah, my girl's in town. You know, can you hear me
is
all right?
She?
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
Yes. My Swedish Gallis is in town. So I've been in a good mood, you know what I mean? It's really nice, you know, to hang out.
Where obviously. Did you take her? Take her anywhere nice.
Well, we went shopping down, oh, fucking hell. We went Westfield yesterday, yeah? On Saturday, yeah.
Every guy's around West London, every guy's dream.
Oh, my days. It's hell in there. It was fucking hell, but it went even worse, yeah? Because she loves, obviously, she loves her shopping and that. And I don't want to be like tagging around with her or anything. So anyway, we got there, we went to a few bits, then we went to get a little munch, like little lunch to eat, little pizza or whatever. And then she went off to do a bit of shopping, you know, here and there without me like lugging behind her, you know? So I went off to check out some trainers or whatever. But before that, I've had a bit of a dodgy stomach, yeah? So I could feel, you know, a bit gaseous, yeah?
Multiple squeezes?
No, bruv. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, okay. You know, I'm sure it's happened to everybody, yeah? But it hasn't happened to me in a long time, Themos. Actually, shit, let me stop sharing the screen. It hasn't happened to me in a long time, brother, yeah? But I'm sitting there. She's gone off now, yeah? So I finished the food and I'm bopping off and then I feel like, oh man, like that in my stomach. And then I feel like, you know, gaseous or whatever. And then I let off a fart. But it's one of them ones. It was like a bubble. You know, it's like traveling down your gut. You can feel it traveling down. And then it reaches your bumhole, yeah? And it just goes, like that, yeah? And it's wet as fuck, yeah? I basically shit myself in Westfields, yeah?
And you're feeling sorry for everybody else in the store or like in the mall.
No, it was like, yeah, no one, yeah, the smell
it's gonna
was
be like
the least.
A sewery smell.
No, the smell was the least of my problem. I shit my pants, bro.
You actually like, sharted yourself.
Like, I could feel it, like, squishing about in there. I'm like, fuck, yeah. And I'm
oh
wearing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm wearing my beige trousers as well, yeah. So I'm like, it better not, like, be coming through or something. Like, what the fuck, man? I'm just panicking now, yeah. So I'm like shuffling to the bathroom.
Did you see your girl and just go, look, can you bend over and have a look?
No, she had gone, yeah, already. So I'm on my own now. So I'm like, fuck. So I get shuffle over to the bathroom, yeah. Obviously check in the mirror, yeah, no, I'm
like right. Literally waddling. So the
waddling, yeah. Waddling, yeah.
So the poopies doesn't spread between the cheeks.
I mean, I don't want to get too graphic and everything anyway, so I check my pants and I was just like, it's everywhere, but it's still contained within the pants. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like fucking wiping everything down, yeah. And I'm like, fuck, I can't be wearing these undies, man. But I made like a nappy out of tissue papers, yeah. And I went straight to Primark and just bought some undies and then just swapped them out, you know what I mean? Got some new undies, man.
Don't tell me that you flushed the dead undies surrounded by toilet paper.
No, you know, there's always a
you put it in the bin like a thing. Good boy. Yeah,
that's
it.
I'm not going to flush the undies, man. Come on, man. That's next level. That's next level.
And was she still there in the shop?
No, she'd bopped off, you know what I mean? So she didn't have a clue until I told her later on. But no, crisis averted. At the end of the day, it could have been a hell of a lot worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have leaked through. Luckily, it contained within the underwear. So it was just a matter of getting rid of the underwear, getting some new ones. And I was sorted, man. But fucking hell, I shit myself in Westfield, man.
It's lucky that that Primark exists.
Yes.
Did the woman say, do you want to try these on? We're like, no, I'm going to put them on now in the changing room, actually, bruv.
Well, no, I actually took him to the toilet, but there was a long ass queue. Saturday on fucking, you know, and it was a rainy day as well. So it was just everyone was in there. It was full of people, man. So I was standing in the queue waiting for the fucking, yeah, to buy him and that. Yeah, but yo, it could have been a hell of a lot worse, man. So
yeah,
kind of got away with it in the end, man.
Yeah. Talking about Westfield, I might need to go to Westfield Apple Store. Yeah. But they are taking the fucking piss.
You got set an appointment.
That's yeah, but the prices, bruv.
Oh, yeah, the prices.
So I'm booking myself in for Apple iPhone 13.
Mm.
And the battery is like 70. The maximum battery is like 78, 79%.
Mm.
To change it, which is like four screws,
mm.
take them off, four screws, put them back on, £85.
Yes, yeah,
at the Apple Store. And if you don't do it at the Apple Store, and you do done. It at like, you're done. You're yeah. basically you're just done.
About, sorry, your laptop or your phone? Sorry, I
my
that.
Phone.
Your phone.
The battery,
okay.
£85 to replace it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, can I just crack on and like let it go down to 50% maximum battery? Do you know what I mean? One of those ones, and then.
Or carry one of those massive battery packs, you know, yeah. that's like you can
the
magnet
it. My son's got one of those. Yeah, they're fucking bigger than the phone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
how long have you had the phone for, Theme? If it's a new phone, I would go to Apple and just do it through Apple. If it's an old phone that
is iPhone 13.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
kind of so like semi. It's on the cusp of getting old.
No. Yeah.
But I think the new iPhone's like 17 Pro Max or whatever.
Yeah, I've got the 16, which was brand new about a year ago when I got it. So yeah.
I remember when you got that. Yeah, you were well haps.
Yeah, I was well haps.
you're like, this is gonna be great for Arms House. That was
I'd say just go to the Indian dudes, man. Get
the
it down
Indian
there for
dudes,
£20.
Like, is it £20? And can they fix that? Because this bit here is fucking broken. I plug headphones in, obviously, because Bass is telling me you don't want to use Bluetooth.
Earbuds.
That's what's caused your glioblastoma. I'm like, shit in hell. His missus is apparently like well into that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And my missus is as well. You know what I mean? And they're constantly going on about forget the Bluetooth shit. So I'm plugging in wires and it's fucking not... Like if my belly touches it or my T-shirt touches it, it disconnects.
Fucks. Yeah. Well, you got an adapter because I had that for a while. It's like an adapter.
No, it's
from...
got. It's like the old school plug-in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, the little one there.
Mate.
Yeah, I know. But in other news, right? In spending money kind of news, you know, I'm not easily influenced by what's going on in the world of sport.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The Knicks have reached the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I've
like
seen
the
online.
Finals. Have you seen what's going on in New York?
Yeah, I've seen clips. I've seen Fat Joe as well doing the rounds.
Oh,
Fat Joe's
he's
like the
fucking
king.
brilliant. He's
He's the
fucking
king of
brilliant.
NY. Yeah,
He's the king of NY, and they've banned him from San Antonio, by the way. And he's
is
like,
it?
fuck that, you can't ban a Latino going to that. So he's going anyway. He's another fucking story. Brilliant, brilliant. But NBA, so the good thing is about the finals, yeah. You know, you can get like a hat and it's like NBA finals. And that's what the way people can remember or whatever. It's not like just a Knicks hat. It's a Knicks in the finals hat. And he'd be, oh yeah, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we won it. 20 years ago, we were in it. Da, da, da. So I've brought two, one for me, one for her. She used to live in New York for like 8 years, bruv. So she's fucking bouncing off the walls.
She's more Knicks than you, bruv.
She's more Knicks than me. And her son is flying from Phoenix to New York just to like go and watch the games outside Madison Square Garden.
Oh shit, okay. It's
That's how
like that.
much of a fan he is.
But it's like the equivalent of Arsenal winning the thing. Like, look how mental everyone went here. Yeah, can you
Yeah, but
compare it?
it's not, it's a bit smaller for me because
What,
no
the
one
Knicks
gives a
thing?
f yeah, the Knicks thing.
It's an American. It's purely
It's
American. It's
American
not really
sport.
happening anywhere
But the
else.
New York fans are some of the greatest in the NBA. Like the loudest, the
Bing
most
bong.
like yeah, the most like the English fans in football, basically.
They're nuts. And like I saw this one, you know that there's now, I know you're not on socials as much as I am, but there's like this viral sound now. You know that scene from Boys in the Hood when like the saxophones get louder and
Oh
louder, and that means
yeah.
and it was a New York cop like that, watching the Knicks game, and they're about to win, and he's like, the saxophones are getting loud,
Yeah.
because he knows he's gonna have to deal with bear
All
drunk
the
New
shit.
York fuckers.
But oh, in New York, 6,500 people, yeah, went outside for the game two. And the game two was in Texas. And only 12 people got arrested. Like they're still pretty fucking
They're still pretty tame.
lightweight, you know what I mean? They're not like fighting and chucking
How many
pint
people
glasses
actually, who
and.
got arrested for the Arsenal thing? Sorry to keep comparing it, but I didn't hear many arrests or anything. I saw the streets
We
got
can Google
mullered and
it.
everyone got
Yeah.
fucked, but yeah, sorry. I just wanted to say
So
that quick.
anyway, I bought two t-shirts. One says NBA Finals, Knicks NBA Finals. Bought a medium for her and a large for me. £70.
Oh
The
shit.
next day, I woke up because I'm waking up and watching the highlights because it's on at like 3 in the morning. Do you know what I mean? And fucking hell, they've won the second game in Texas. They're coming back to New York 2-0 up. Like Texas, San Antonio don't really stand a fucking chance. Just because they're going to Madison Square Garden and everyone's like buoying off their nuts. You know what I mean? So then I brought a Jalen Brunson jersey, £98. And I'm just like, now I'm £160 down just from like, and I haven't even, it hasn't even been dispatched this shit because they're fucking, I ordered it on Wednesday from NBA Europe store and Thursday, Friday, kept my eyes open. Saturday, Sunday, obviously they don't work. Monday, Tuesday. Like I'm looking at next week to
Still
get
hasn't been
it
this, yeah, to
to it
get
hasn't
it
been
in time.
dispatched, bruv, and I'm looking to wear them before game three. Damn,
Oh,
me and
fuck, man.
Joey Crack going out like that. You know what I'm saying?
And what, who's it? I've seen as well the mayor, Mamdani, the new New York mayor, has been cheering him on. Fucking everyone's
Trump
been
wants to
cheering.
go.
Oh,
Trump
yeah, I
wants to
heard
go to
about
game
that.
three,
I
and the
saw that as
Knicks
well.
owner personally invited him. I'm like, what are you doing? He's gonna get booed to fuck when
New
that come
York.
when it comes on.
Whose brush stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
From way before his political career, everyone in New York hated Donald Trump.
Yeah,
Some time ago. He's always
hated
been
him,
hated. He's always been known to be
yeah.
a racist, fucking, greedy fucker. And
Yeah.
so, yeah, he's never really, even though he claims, obviously he is a New Yorker, Trump, ultimately.
Yeah.
So that must feel really fucking bad for him. Good. But yeah, anyway, fun about
So
that.
look at when do you know anything about Victor Wembanyama?
I have no idea what that is. No.
No idea what that is. Forget who
No.
that is,
I'm
but what
assuming
that
it's a
is.
player, right? It's a player for the
Yeah, I've just sent
Knicks.
you a photo of Victor Wembanyama. He plays for the San Antonio Spurs. He's a generational talent, right? And I'm hoping you can show that photo on
Yeah, but
your
you sent
screen. Because
it.
his parents, bruv, his dad is 6 foot six.
Jesus
And
Christ.
his mum is 6 foot 3, and look how much he towers over them. Dude is 7 foot 5, legit 7'5".
There he
Legit.
is.
Look at this. Look at this. This is fucking. Look, Pops is 6 foot 6.
And how old is this
Pops is
dude? Is he still?
Kobe Bryant. He's in his second year, third year of the NBA.
But is he like 18, 19, 20, 25? Something
22,
twenty, mid twenties.
20,
Okay.
22, early 20s.
Damn. Okay.
Look at dad. Dad is 6 foot 6. Mum's 6 foot 3, blatantly got heels on or something.
Yeah.
And then look at her son. Look at her son.
Jesus.
7 foot 5,
Look at your reach. Sorry.
legit handles,
His
like
reach.
coordination, like a 6 foot player. 6 foot player. And 3-point shot. You can't defend him. He's naturally got the most blocks, the most 3-point shots,
Wow.
and the most steals, the most everything, right? Layups, of course, rebounds, of course, defensive and offensive rebounds, blatantly. But the three, like in his first 560 games, he's got more threes than Steph Curry. He's got more blocks than, whoever. Like, it doesn't matter, Serge Ibaka. This guy is fucking unbelievable. He doesn't have to leave the floor to dunk, really. He can just dunk. Anyone can just throw an alley-oop to him. It doesn't matter where he is, he just bangs it in. They've lost. He's lost 2 games to the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, the point guard, is like 6 foot 1, barely 6 foot 1. And he's
Shorter than his dad.
absolutely smashing him. Smashing him.
Damn.
I'm well pleased for the Knicks. Because if the Knicks lose, I've got a Wembanyama shirt anyway, so I'll be fine.
Sweet. Okay, well, amazing, man. I mean, because
That's your
every
little
time,
lesson on NBA.
but it seems like there's players like this turning up every season or something. Because you were going on about that other guy for the Wolves. Were they called the Wolves? The
Anthony
Timberwolves?
Edwards.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards, who was like, can't miss a shot, and he's done this many rebounds and this many fucking whatever.
Not as many rebounds as Victor
Okay.
Wembanyama,
All
but
right,
he's
fair
the
enough.
these two guys are competing to be the next face of the league, and I reckon Anthony Edwards is going to get it just because of his personality. But Wembanyama
Okay.
is a generational talent. They don't come around that often, like every year or something. The last one was probably LeBron James. And he's got more points than LeBron James in his first like 600 games or whatever. So,
You know what? I've been hearing a lot of hate for LeBron as well, 'cause
yeah, shit ton.
a lot of people saying how he doesn't deserve all the accolades he gets, and it's just because he's been playing for so long. That's
Yeah, but
why
what's
all his
that?
points.
What's that? How do you play for over
Wow.
20 years without being the fucking nuts and the goat of all like recuperation and recovery and all of that? He spends $1 million a year on recovery just for his body in his house, like compressing machines, leg compress, foot compress, ice machines, all that kind of shit. He's got that in his fucking yard. And that's why I've got the Sports Illustrated of him leaving high school. Let's have a look at the year. He's got full head of hair as well. 2002.
Oh
The
shit.
chosen one.
He's got it framed, people. He's got it in a frame. He
Yeah.
puts it up on his wall. Damn.
LeBron, I mean, this is going to be worth some fucking money.
LeBron is like the only dude left, I think, with that real like that leftover remnants from like the 90s NBA. In the
Yeah.
NBA in the 90s, all those characters who were in movies and they were doing music and rap videos and they were like, personalities, you know what I'm saying? Whereas now, through for obvious reasons, now like there's so much money involved and no one wants to fuck up or say the wrong thing, and so they're less likely to really be speaking up outside of the court, I'm assuming, than like back in the day where they were much more outspoken.
Shaq was like a rapper, wasn't he? And Kobe was like a rapper.
Man.
Yeah, it's so good.
And they were like, they'd appear in movies and do all sorts. And I know LeBron is like that, you know what I mean? Because he's from that kind of era, isn't it? Like almost.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
that's his debut. He's a high school junior, and that was
2001.
2002.
2002.
Yeah,
So.
so like completely just out, not completely, just out the 90s.
And LeBron, is he the first basketball player? I think we've mentioned this before, where he's in the same league as his son is in. or something. So he's like
Bronny
the
James.
Two generations are. It's nuts, man. Has
Bronny
that ever happened
James.
in football? Has that ever happened in football where
It
there's
happened
a.
in a friendly recently. Beckham's England versus the Ronaldinho's rest of the world, and he subbed himself off. David Beck's subbed himself off for his son,
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, maybe. Yeah, the oldest one. I don't know much about them.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the Brooklyn, he crossed it in. He took a corner and he
Is
crossed it
it?
in. And Beck's, yeah, it's fucking
Hey,
brilliant.
see, that's
Brilliant.
jokes. Okay. But it also shows as well now players are getting older now, man. Like you said, like he spends $1 million on the conditioning aspect of it. Like now you can stay at a certain point, even into well into your 40s now, you know what I'm saying? Whereas before your career dead by 38, you know what I mean? Done. 36, you're too old now to
Yeah,
do anything.
30, 32, really?
But it's the
30.
same even now for boxing, for football, for
Yeah.
basketball. Like they're all getting
Boxing's
older and
probably the
older.
least comparable one because
Oh
that famous thing, you lose power last. You lose your speed, you lose this, but you lose power last. Your power stays with you. If you punch someone and you hit them on the chin, it doesn't
That's
matter if
it.
you're 60. You know what I mean? You see like dudes or like obviously old boxers knocking people out like outside catch points, and the kids are like, "What the fuck?" And it's just boom, straight right, boom, left hook. And the kids are like, "What? It doesn't matter because if you can box, you can box, you know?"
Man, you got me thinking now. I'm trying to remember the f last person I've punched in the face. It's been a long time for me, man.
Really?
Long, long. Thankfully, I'm happy. I'm happy. But it's been a long time since I've had to
Yeah, since you've had to
spark
punch someone in the
someone.
face.
Yeah, I can't even remember when it was, man.
Damn.
I should try and remember that. I'm sure it's a funny story, but fucking hell, I can't remember for the life of me, man. I used to do it all the time, though. That's the thing. Back in the
Yeah.
day, a punch in the face. I was like, give me an excuse to punch someone. But now, it's not about that.
But I've gone back to boxing this week. So
Be
last
careful.
week
But you
I
got to
did
be.
two sessions. Not, they can't punch me,
Okay,
but I just mean like heavy bag, burpees, like proper boxing workouts instead of like, just going and hitting the weights all the time.
No, yeah.
Because I'm fat. I'm fat, motherfucker. I'm a fat cunt. I've put on 14 kilograms. Bro, I'm walking around 98 kilograms yesterday. 98. I used to be like 83, and that was quite heavy. Boxing at 76, super middleweight, quit boxing, went up to 83, 84, could still move myself about and still do a bit of graph. Still, when I went and did that bit of graph, like on my J's, don't tell the Latina, I won't with you. I
You
couldn't
shouldn't be
pull
going on your
myself
J's,
up the
by the way.
wall.
I know you were saying,
I was
man.
stuck
That's
there for fucking 40 minutes, bruv, thinking, shit, I got to phone Maddie. I got to tell him to bring a ladder. And I got to get the ladder over the other side.
my God.
Bruv, what was that? And then I had to. So the wall's like that. And then it goes down there. So on the down bit, they've put barbed wire because they know people can reach that bit. And I had to fucking hang my paint to like open the barbed wire as much as possible and get over the wall and be able to you pick it up again. So if I dropped on the floor, I wouldn't reach. So I've hung it on this barbed wire. And I'm opening up the barbed wire like a fanny, like as much as I can. And then I'm trying to squeeze in, and I instantly rip up my back, my
Of
head,
course.
my fucking clothes,
You're
my.
an idiot. I told you not to go on your own either, you
Yeah.
bastard, man. Fuck's
And anyone who saw me just saw
sake.
this fat cunt struggling to get over like a what looks like a tiny wall on their side, right?
It's a bit deeper on the other side.
Yeah. And I'm just going like this. Like getting my leg over, and then my ass is getting stuck and shit, and I'm just like going, for fuck's sake, what am
Jesus.
I looking like? What am I doing? And if I didn't have the foresight to open the barbed wire with the paint, I mean, I'm very proud about that.
Yeah, you're a resourceful dude, man.
Resourceful ex-military guy.
ex-military. But the thing is, it's like you're not fat theme, but you were definitely leaner and more toned before, that's for
So
sure, man.
fat. So that
And you're a bit more sluggish, I guess, a bit more fatigued, like you're
I saw
saying.
myself on the Casby episode, Respect to the Greatest Writers of All Time, and Bruv, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Like, I've never been this fat in my life. In my life. So most fat people have been like, oh, I remember when I was like this when I was 18. But not me.
No, you've always been a skinny fucker.
I was a
I
skinny
know.
little
Like
rake.
me, and not to take away from what you're going for, because you have obviously put on weight and you haven't been going gym for obvious reasons, man. But I've got a mad belly now as well. It's been a long time. Even this cleaner lady who comes to clean the house, I haven't seen her in ages. She came in, and Arabic women,
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
don't give it. They'll go, oh, the first thing they say, oh, you're fat now, you're fat. And I'm like, all right, hello, like say hello first, bitch.
I love her. I love her for doing that.
But yeah, it's funny,
For
man.
calling you fat. Oh, you fat now, Habibi. Yeah.
They try and say it in a nice way, but they're just saying, yeah, you're fat now, you're
Tell
fat.
it like it is.
But yeah, man. All right, listen, brother, man, let's do before we do the ad read,
Can we
let's
talk about
just
your OCB hat for 1 second? It is rather sexual, isn't it?
They got the OCB hat because they've been doing the darts thing, and I saw on the Instagram they were giving away these OCB hats, and I was like, hold on. I messaged them. I was like, well, how come we don't have any OCB hat? And they're like, okay, we'll send you some. So, boom, I got the, and it's my invisibility cloak, innit? You know what I
Oh
mean? It's
yeah, that's
invisible,
right.
but it's bright orange, so it kind of defies the point. But anyway,
Yeah.
last week's comment. If you leave a comment on this episode or any episode, sorry, Akit.
Sorry, Akit.
You can win some OCB goodies, a t-shirt like the one Theme's wearing, and some cool shit through the post. We'll send you a whole bunch of Almshouse and OCB
Acme
goodies.
got his package.
He was well chuffed,
Well, please. And he got his two maps, Zombie and Casby.
Damn, son. How come he got a zombie one? Why'd you give him that?
Because I've got so many maps.
Oh, okay,
And
fair
he was
enough.
a fucking don and he fucking helped us a fucking shit ton. So
Fair
I
enough.
sent him two.
Fair enough. But the comment who wins from last week is Captain Sketchy and Friends 1610. Talking about the story you told going to Margate. Theme, telling the train story. Everyone listening, all simultaneously, mentally slapping the shit out of Frank and his divs. AHC, OCB, another Wednesday evening well spent. Salute, Captain Sketchy and friends. Hit us up on the Instagram or on the email. Let us know where to send you your AHC, OCB goodness, man. Yeah, that Frank dude, loads of people leaving comments about that Frank going. You know, didn't he say, what was his retort to you? This isn't a tube, it's a train. Like someone was going, he should have said it's not a tube, it's a yellow BR, bruv. That's how
Yeah, I
someone said
saw
that.
that.
But yo, quick little OCB ad read. Like we were saying, OCB looks out for us, so we look out for them, we show them love. Let's
Who's
see,
doing
what can
it?
we get into? I can do it, man.
I've got it in front of me.
In recent years, OCB has extended its portfolio to include more tobacco accessories and equipment to fulfill the needs of a wider range of customers. You can follow OCB underscore UK. That's an important bit, people. Go, if you're on Instagram now, if you're listening to this on your phone and you're flicking through Instagram, just go to OCB underscore UK and go give them a follow and like some of their stuff. It looks good on us. You know what I mean? Makes them know that supporting Almshouse, is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It benefits everybody. Benefits the Koch. It benefits everybody's things. You know what I mean?
It benefits the Koch.
The range can be shopped in all major UK supermarkets. Select tobacco gantries in convenience stores and tobacconists. If your local doesn't stock OCB, go in there and fucking slap up the boss man about. You know what I mean? Give him a couple slaps, one, two slaps around the face, and tell him to stock some OCBs in there if they don't already. Okay.
Yeah.
We do not condone violence, but a couple of
Again,
light
for
taps.
OCB, we do.
Yeah, exactly, man. All
But
right.
can I just ask one of our regular listeners and commenters, Misty Throws,
Oh, yeah.
have you had a OCB special delivery box delivered to you? I think you have. Have you been a winner, basically?
Yeah,
Because your comment was in this week's episode, Theme goes to Margate for a relaxing bank holiday weekend. That was originally picked by myself, but we shut it down because I've just got this sneaky feeling that you have had an OCB box, but please confirm.
Yeah, let us know. I think they'll probably be in the live chat now, man. So big them up. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, a quick one I wanted to say as well about the law, the law, the law, the law.
Oh yeah.
There's a new PlayStation game. I'm sure it's on Xbox. I don't, really don't know if it's actually
007.
the 007 game, the new James Bond game. Maybe there's someone listening out there who plays that game. Let's see. New. Wait, hold on.
Xbox, PlayStation 5, and Windows. Nintendo Switch 2 version later in the year.
It's
007 First Light.
called First Light. Yeah, so it's out now, and Talal's voice is all over in it, man. He did a big job like a couple years ago. It was like well secret when he told me about it. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to be in the new James Bond game. So listen out for Talal's voice in the new James Bond game.
Ah, looking for something to go with that fancy shirt of yours. I think I have just the thing. The Osato 8 SMG. Fresh shipment. Just came in today.
I'm good. Brought my own. And it does the job.
Then you should go see Basim at the shooting gallery. Try your hand at winning some of that big prize money. Just follow the weapon stalls and you'll find them right behind me. Tell them Yero sent you.
Maybe I will. Thanks, Yero.
Good luck, tourist.
AI knows about this. Talal Karkouti
How is
is
it?
lending his voice and acting talents to 007 First Light, the original James Bond story. He's
No
part
way.
of the ensemble voice cast, joining leading actor
That's
Patrick Gibson, who stars as the young James Bond. Talal
okay.
Karkouti.
Well, there we go, man. So yeah, so if you are playing that game, give it listen out for that, man. What else could we get into now? Should we do the graph letter game?
Yeah.
All right. This week it's the letter H, graph letter game, letter H. Did you struggle with this one or was it relatively easy?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Theme put this together for me. Let's see how we get on. Ooh. Off my lines. Let's see what the fuck. Off my, The H does ring a bell. And that is his name, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, bugger shite, man. I'm not.
You're going to be very upset with yourself if you don't get this.
I'd say hope, but no. Fuck, I don't know, man.
Jose.
Ah, of
And I believe you've got a dub
course.
next to this, by the way,
Nah.
brother.
I don't think I do next to this. Ah, big up Jose, man. I haven't seen him in fucking ages, man. I
I
need to
used to
reach out
love
to him.
Jose Star.
Oh no, Jose's ill at painting. That guy's
Ill.
got skills. He's got skills beyond
Serious
what
skills.
some people might think, by some of his things, but
You seen that window down train and it's like the best piece of all time,
yeah, with
second
the
to
ill
Casby.
connections and all that. Yeah. Nah,
Yeah.
Jose is he's
He's
a
a
don.
Don. He's a
He's
Don.
but his artistic talent is really dope. I've seen him knock out some really cool shit. All right, look, and he's like writing all these messages, broken English, say my name, I'm off my nut, off my
Broken
lines,
English
off
is
my
a
nut.
rap group, isn't it? From
Yeah, I think
Nottingham,
so. I think so,
from
yeah.
Manchester.
Anyway, yeah, big up old Hoz Rocker. All right, what's this one here?
There could be anybody this
That
time.
literally two sausages like that lined up. But that looks like an S before it. Is that a she?
No.
No.
One more guess.
Oh, mate, I don't fucking know, man. Who is it?
Choke.
Oh,
Choke
joke.
next to an amp.
It's next to me. Yeah, but he wasn't there when I did that. I remember doing that. That's an elephant and castle in that big ass fucking
Yeah, that's where the Jose is as well. Same place.
that's where the ho yeah, I was with Jose that day, and I think Met was there and crept and I did a really nice AMS big one on the where the garages were. But this one, yeah, a quick one I did
Because
there.
that A, that's not really your
Yeah,
best A.
this was a quick one, man. I remember that day. That spot was really cool. It was there for a little while, but then it got knocked down, and now there's like a, yeah, I don't know what is there now, but it was like a playground for graff for a little while. There was a small community of people still living in the estate, but everyone else had been chucked out. And there was a big uproar about it. They were saying, you can't do this. You can't just kick people out and knock it down. You know what I mean? Loads of people got moved places where they didn't want to get moved to. It was like a whole big fucking ordeal. But anyway, man, what can you do? Next up, a big up choke, by the way. Okay, it says coach one here, so I'm assuming it's a coach with the.
I've done it again. I've left the reach in.
Yeah,
I didn't
left
even see
the
that this morning. I was like so asleep when I did that.
It's got the heartbeat thing going through it. There we go. I don't know who this coach person is. Who is he? Do you know?
I don't know, but he's
Just
got quite
found
a bit of graph around. Oh, does it say Poland
it.
on
Yeah, it
there?
says from Poland. Coach from Poland. Yekshimesh. All
Yekshimesh.
right, I don't know about this. Oh, anyway, we're not going to critique everything that comes up. I know this one. Bad man. Hito.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah, heat.
Heat.
That's like a quick one-liner.
I've got to chuck ones in that you might get.
Yeah, of course, man. I've been
This
horrible
is the
this evening.
double H. The next one is the
Oh.
double H. There's an H there. And I chose this one because
Yeah.
I think it's a bit harder. And he's written with choose, Chewz. There's a dub, there's a choose dub next to this. That might help you a bit.
Hush.
No.
What, there's two H's in his name. Is that what you meant?
No.
Or is
There's
it
a, there was a
no?
two options. There was he's painted next to choose, so
Oh, so you could have
Chewz.
okay, yeah.
And they did it at the same time, and they
Here.
often painted together here.
Nah.
No. Very close to here.
Heal. Heal.
No.
No. He did a lot of BRs back in the day, Heal. TPG, I think. Here. Ha. Higher.
Halas.
I don't fucking know. Let's go. Next one. Her.
Yeah, hero. And
Hero.
choose.
Look at that E, man.
I
That's
know, look at
nostalgic fucking E
and the
there, bro.
H is so good. So good. And he did it in 63, look.
Yeah.
63. Done
No,
it
that's
before Futura 2000 came here. Got dogged out by Casby.
G3,
Oh
probably.
yeah. I just want to interrupt this game
Yeah.
for a public service announcement. Cast, foam, and fame.
Yeah.
Please just get in touch. Please just get in
Oh,
touch.
yeah.
We had a cast roll call last week. We
Yeah.
didn't hear back from him. Somewhat surprisingly, I'd say. And
Well.
then foam and fame. We really want to get you on, lads. Really want to get you on.
Yeah, foam, fame.
Anyway.
There's loads of people, man. But yeah, those in particular. Or Rio. Maybe Rio 2 is still out and about somewhere. That could be cool. He could clear up a couple things.
Goldie.
Goldie is the next one. Okay, what the fuck is this, man?
Really enjoying my
I don't like any of these H's, man. I'm kidding.
No, I know.
Is that here?
No.
No. herpes.
No.
Nat has herpes. No. Fuck. Did you see that video that was going around of the guy who wrote I Farted in Yoga? You must have
Yeah.
seen that. About 50 p million people sent it to us, man. We don't share CCTV footage of people's faces, even if they're shit at graph or whatever. We don't share people's faces here, man. Okay, so whatever. Anyway, I don't know who this is.
Heckler.
Heckler? Who the fuck is Heckler?
I thought you'd say that. So I've got another heckler that I could
Okay.
send you.
No, it's all right. It doesn't matter. That's all right though. It's not too bad. Big up sample as well.
Yeah, big up Samps.
Yeah, okay, Heckler. Ah, yeah, this one I know. It's Ah Well.
Yeah, boy.
Ah Well.
You've got one of them right.
Yeah. No, did I not get any of the other ones
right? No, you got a few more, yeah.
No, hold on. I got Hito. That's it. That's all I got is Hito.
You didn't get Jose. You didn't get your mates. you didn't get who you painted next to.
Yeah, but I haven't seen Jose in years, man. Big up Arwell.
They have you met Arwell? Smashed
it for a while. I'm pretty sure I have, like, fleetingly, I think.
Apparently
but
he's
I don't
from
remember.
Up north somewhere and he's come down.
It's possible I didn't meet him, but I've got a vague memory, maybe. But yeah, now big up. They've got about a little while, man. For a little while.
Yeah.
Arwell. And I like that word, Arwell, as well. I don't know why.
Is that Arwell?
Is that a teach or a yeah at the end?
It's like, a yeah. It's a
yeah. 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 Okay. I got that from the connection that came up there. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the schemes, I guess, a little bit. Nice, simple, yeah, there with panic there. Nice. Is there any more?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Whoa. That looks like a Jose.
It does, doesn't it?
Kind of. Is it here, though?
No, I keep third saying time here. You've asked for here, yeah.
Because I know you put a here in there somewhere. Big up here, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, who could that
I don't know
be?
What that extra blue line is like this is that a mistake maybe
no I tell you what that is. You see there's a blue one time going around the outside,
yeah.
You see how there's a hole here, he would have a drip coming down there, and then this is a 3D here, and then he's done another blue bit and then a drip coming out, but he hasn't done a drip there, but I'm saying that's what that is.
Okay,
does that make sense?
I believe you, yeah.
Because that's the 3D there, you know, and the 3D going down there from this bit. And then
over the arrow? I mean, it's like...
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
It's weird.
Is it a CBM, dude?
On this wall it is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't started that crew up for
Chick.
A while.
Chick.
Yeah, boy.
Yes, there we go. They're up there, Chick.
And Diet. The Zooted Wonder, 2015.
And there's a
zombie doing all the crypt. Barbed wire and the CCTV, and
that's a crypt character there, though, for sure. Yeah, with the mad scientist on the thing, the chick. That's a quite cool chick, though. I don't know. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Look at Diet's character. He's a joker.
Ooh.
Ooh, one for the old school.
We're taking it back.
Taking
way
it back.
Back into way time. Fuck. I have no idea. It's an E
Merc's
after it.
Brethren.
Ah, Fed.
Yes.
Rest in peace, man.
I really like the letters of this one.
I like this. Just the whole scenery, the mean tag above there for Lara. Urban Sandstees. What the fuck?
Gangsters.
Oh, gangsters. That's it. Yeah.
The Jungle Eye.
The Jungle Eye. There it is there.
Who's got that reach there?
This one here. Ozone. Yeah. Looks like Ozone. What's this one up here as well?
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is us being anal, by the way, listeners. We love
that fit. Yeah, the tags
fucking
around.
Old school tags, yeah. Go to the right. Look at those colours.
No, not so. Yeah, this one looks cool as well.
89.
Mm.
Or 896, is that a crew?
No, I think it's just a 9 with a flick over the end of it, maybe. Nice, man. Is that so?
Yeah, that's the pit. I mean, that's what the pit used to look like.
Nah, that's not the pit. That's not the
yeah,
pit.
Yeah, it is.
Nah, 100%. The pit in Labra Grove? Nah.
Rest in peace. Where did I get that from?
That's
nah,
not
I don't
the
know.
Pit. That, yeah, that's not the pit, 100%. The pit wasn't a brick wall like that at all.
No.
Anyway, that's the last one, man. That's a good one to end on, man. Fed, RIP.
Yeah.
I like the chrome with the bits going through it and the shines coming out of it. Nicey, nicey.
Merc is someone who says he'll come on the pod, by the way.
Yeah, Merc. We got to get Merc on.
Style master.
Sure.
Certified Don.
Hell yeah. And he's also like a historian, man. He remembers a lot of cool shit, and he's got connects with the New York lot as well. We got to get Merc on. We got to find a cool location to do that as well with Merc. And we got to do one with Cause as well at some point. Maybe both of them together would be a good one, but
Yeah, maybe they'd be chatting a bit more if it's both of them together. You know what I mean?
although I think they both appeared on Keller's one though, so
Well, we'll just get
I'm
that
sold.
deleted.
It gets deleted. All right, let's get into some graph critiqued,
Critique.
powered by
OCB.
OCB.
Arms house, to your mum's house.
All right, let's see what we got in the bag. I've got a couple. Hold on, there was a few before. Someone sent in this. Yeah, I can't remember where it was, but it's someone sent in an amb. Yeah, that they saw.
What?
Yeah, they saw this
Is it
somewhere.
South London?
I don't
Because
know
I
if it's
went
even.
through and I saw that guy who you offered to battle.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I don't think that is that kid, and I don't think this is even in London. I think this is somewhere else, but it's a really shit faded AMB wonky as fuck. And this is Amburn over here.
Yeah, because he burns you, Amber. That's
Yeah.
why he's put
Yeah. That
that
one goes
AMB.
straight into the trash down there.
Oh, really? We're not critiquing.
No, fuck that. Hold on, there was a I just wanted to sign look. That reach there, I know you've seen it on the A40, man. That
Yeah.
dude, no days off, man. This guy with his mad throw up with the big afro, and he bigged up SWAT and S, man.
Yeah.
You know that one on the A40? He's got a couple of reaches along there. They went like, I'm sure it's one bloke mainly, but there's a couple of them. Do you know much about them? Because th this symbol thing, it like kind of came out of the blue.
NDO.
I know NDO and no days off and all that, but this symbol in particular, I think they've gone like on a campaign over like a month or two, and I've been seeing them pop up. Like they've been like, it's like a campaign. You know what I mean? Like they've been literally finding these mad spots. This is what it seems like to me. I don't know. I've never met this person, so I can't tell you. But I just kind of wanted to give him a nod, especially for this one. When you're driving on the A40, huge on the top of this thing. It's been there for time as well. They haven't buffed it, and it's on the other side as well, on both
It's on the
sides.
other side as well.
Yeah, so it's on this front bit, and then when you're driving along, it comes up there on the side as well. So I just saw this yesterday. Well, I've seen it for a while now, but I took
You got S
pictures.
Man and SWAT as well.
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to just point that out,
Was that the
as well as
A4 or the A40?
A40.
The one outside my house,
Yeah,
to be fair.
exactly. All right, let's get into some graph critiques sent in. I think this is a second one sent in by this
Home
person.
could have used that H in the graph letter game.
And the graph letter game. Home, Home, dub. It looks like an illegal spot. Black outline, red, green, peachy bubbles going around the outside.
Looks like a legal spot, did you say?
Yeah, it's an illegal spot. Legal, I mean,
Yeah,
by the
you used
looks
to
of
do
it.
that kind of M. You did that kind of M when we did the theme AM, and then on the that place we were just talking about in fucking East London or whatever,
Yeah.
you had another dub, which I don't know why we didn't see, by the way. I didn't crop it out, but with an M like that.
I have done that, like where one side is straight and the other
And
side is
one's
like
curvy.
a McDonald's M type thing. But it looks much better than that when I do it. Yeah, this one, I don't know if he's fully pulled it off. It's a nice, competent dub though. I do like it. It's nicely, neatly done. Looks cool. It's got a nice little funk to it, nice little flow to it. I'm not mad at it at all, but when I start nitpicking, there's certain bits that are just not to my liking, not to my taste. So it doesn't mean it's bad. It just means I personally am not bang into it. I think it's too wobbly, like the O, and like look at the middle of the O compared to the outward shape. It doesn't
Yeah,
really
I just
match.
wish that middle bit of the O came down and a bit like more in proportion. Yeah, that bit there, specifically
Yeah.
there.
And if you look, it curves up and it comes up here. Yeah.
Yeah, so it
And then
should.
like look, if you continue that line, like you end up there, not there, where it should be. That like, it should be coming down like around,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Yeah. That's why it looked, and obviously it could be just going wobbly like that. Yeah. But it, you know, it doesn't look good to me, man. This
silver
like,
dub, black shadow, white outline.
Yeah, standard procedure.
A couple of white drips as well.
Yeah, he's got some white drips, but then also like spike stalactites or whatever you call them coming off the top. Because I wouldn't call that a drip. That's more of a.
I like your vocab.
Yeah, stalactites. You know the difference? Stalactites and stalagmites are coming up.
Yeah.
Stalactites. Anyway. Yeah, he's got the white drips coming over here as well. I don't think that's worked as well. A bit skinny on this round bit of the M here. Again, I'm nitpicking home. I'm
well,
nitpicking.
Look at the straight bit of the H and the straight bit of the O. It's not really skinny. And the middle bit of the E, I mean...
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. I don't know. And this bottom bit, the E is a bit wobbly.
Yeah, that's weird. The E's just weird.
Mm.
I don't like the E.
Yeah, the E is a bit of a weird one. And look, he's got a hollowed out, squared off star hanging off the bottom of the M.
Yeah.
And then he's got a pointy kind of half star hanging off the E. Has he got it anywhere else? No. I mean, it's all right. I'm not mad at it, but it's just like, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm being harsh now. I'm being harsh. Also, if you're going to put a little line like that, yeah, like here to break up the letters and then do cracks as well that are kind of like wavy bits. I don't know. Choose one or the other. Be a bit more distinct, a bit more purposeful with shit like that. But other than that, it's cool. It's competent. I'm going to give it, for a dub, I'm going to give it above average. Because I've seen a hell of a lot worse, but I'm not going to go high up. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
I'm going to give it
for a dub.
I'm just going higher than 6, but not quite 7. 7.
All right, 7.
7. Yeah, 7. 7.
Look at your reach.
Oh, there's no tags around it either.
Yeah.
All right, this was sent in before. We've done this one already, Port. But I wanted to upload this again because he sent an updated, well, he sent a piece that he did, which is here. So yeah, P-O-R-T, black outline, orange one time, you know, shadow, and he's got reds and yellow and purple and, you know, other colors going through it. I think that looks like an NBS tag there.
Naughty batty soldiers. So let me critique this.
Go.
Well, full marks for trying and full marks for doing a piece after a dub. But you haven't gone in like to, like Maddie's favorite thing is keep it simple. The letters are kind of simple. The colors are kind of simple. You've basically got, you know, two color fade and then a bit of orange as well. So, I just think it's easier for you to do your fades, like the bottom half of the letter and then the top half of the letter, rather than going across into, see the P, going into the O, that's just harder, bruv. That's just harder to get like the proper, I mean, dons like me can do that, but... It is more difficult. It's just more fucking difficult. I don't know why, because you can just like spray down and spray up, and probably because of the spray down and spray up and then spray away, keep the can away from the fucking letter and just let it lightly splash on top. And that's how you get a fade. The black shadow has got to be better, basically. And it's got to be like the same width. You see at the bottom of the P where it's like going like that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's, you can't do that because the line of the P doesn't come in that much. Do you know what I mean?
And look, that is a point here. So this should be a point here. Same with the R. That's the point there. So why is it rounded in the shadow? It should be a point. It should follow.
Exactly.
It's a shadow of the letter. But anyway, yeah.
Exactly. And then you see the top left of the P, it's like bending round. And then it, at the bottom of that bend, the shadow should be there.
Yeah,
and it should stick out a bit more to make it look like it's in line with the letter. Anything that sticks out, the shadow sticks out, you know, it's like therefore. So the orange border is kind of too thin and kind of gets mixed in with your orange on the T and the R.
It's the same color, I think.
I think he's run out of paint. But cutbacks could have been used on the P, for example. You put the orange in the middle of the P, and then you've gone over your black. You could just get the black and just make it, neaten it up again.
I just don't think this guy is at the level of even cutbacks yet, man. I think
I
this
think he's
guy.
on the this guy properly be listening to our advice, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think I remember him saying these were scraps as well. I think he had like leftover paint. He was making excuses already when he sent it. He shouldn't have this fade going over, spilling over the P at all, especially if it's only going to go a couple of inches over. Just stop that one there and then have a little blue fade coming from this side of the O if you're going to do it. Poor. When I look at this now, it's still toy to me. When I see it, I can tell it's done by a toy. Even though it's not the worst thing I've seen, you know what I mean? It's just a bit unconfident in places. Like Theme said, with the one time, I mean, to be honest, the one time isn't too bad. You've got it, pretty much on, but just the letters, man. Stop doing these weird holes in the O. I remember when we did this one, I was saying how it looks like a
Oh,
fish, your
yeah.
O, and it's like kind of like just do a fucking circle, bruv. Get that worked out properly. You know what I mean? And then this bit of the P was supposed to follow on to that bit. So I'm looking at the dub now. You fix
Oh,
that up.
yeah.
Yeah, you fix that up. And I guess on the R as well, a little
Yeah.
bit. But you
Yeah.
see this gap here? You see your P is cut. Like these are little toy TB things that are happening that just stand out to me as just proper toy, let alone with the shadow, like Theme already said. You haven't worked out really what a shadow properly is supposed to do yet. You've got the general gist of it, but I can see from the mistakes you're making that you don't fully really get it yet. And you're not going to get it if you're doing weird shaped letters. Just keep the O as a circle and learn how to do a circular thing until you can do that like muscle memory, bruv. Like you can do a circle now, easy peasy, it will look sick every time you do it. Then you move on to do weird apple shaped fucking weird fucking shit that you want to do, okay? You still haven't, done the basics yet, man. You know what I mean? But it's definitely an improvement, okay? Now, if you had a purple, a blue, a red, and then another red, and then an orange. If you had all those colors, even if it is little drips, like don't do it so randomly like that, man. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly what to do, but like maybe pick a line on these bricks here. So from these bricks here, and then use paint red under there, and then go up another four bricks, and then paint all those in the orange, another four bricks, depending how much paint you got. You know what I mean? And have them like in a uniform, like you know what you're doing and you're doing it on purpose, not just like let me put a bit there, and then at the end you look at it and go, okay, fuck it. You know what
And
I mean? Which this
you see the
time.
P, the two colors in the P. He's done them on top of each other, and then the P into the O is like done to the left, into the right. That's why it looks weird. But you see the bottom color of the P, you fill that, you do that. And then, oh no, I would do the top bit of the P, and then because it's easier to turn the can literally to 45 degrees and spray the bottom color into the top color. And then you can spray backwards as well. Pull it down, pull it down, pull it down, and then go away, like literally 2 feet away from that P, and just let it just fucking spray on it. Psh!
Let the
Like
paint
lightly
fall.
dust it, lightly dust it, dust it, dust it. And then
Let the
when you
paint.
fill in the bottom
Sorry.
P, then it all looks flat. And you're like, oh yeah,
Yeah.
that's fading.
The word is let the paint fall onto the wall. Rather than spray it
Yeah.
onto the wall, you hold it far back enough. You can even sometimes see the paint particles falling onto the wall, and that's how you get a really nice fade, or it's one way anyway. But yeah, be more purposeful with where you're putting your colors and stuff. Paul, I'm gonna give this below average still,
Three
but
and a half.
3.5. Yeah, good effort. Good effort. Okay. I think we got one more. This guy here. I think he was watching the episode here and he took a nice picture of his Coors beer and his headphones and his colorful keypad. But this is what we're looking at. It looks like it says SD.
SOUL
Yeah, he's
one.
got soul written there and some. Yeah, soul darks here. One.
Soul one, yeah.
Soul one and then dark. So I think this is a S and a D, I'm assuming. Yeah. With his Crayola fucking pens there. Yeah. Look, you're doing too much. Okay, the shadow and that, you've worked it out. You got him in the right places. It looks sharp and neat, and you got little isms. And I like the way you've faded this into it, like kind of using the pens that don't fade in with each other. So you're doing these techniques.
Yeah. We've all been there.
But just the shape of the letters, man, I don't like them personally. The S, I mean, I see what you're doing. There's a little bit of a flavor to it, a little bit of a funk to it. But again, this is just preferences on my behalf. I'm not into it. And it's all skinny and got loads of overlaps and all loads of weirds. And then the D, I guess it
I'm not
follows
sure
it
if
a
that's a
little
D.
bit.
I think that's an O,
It
especially as
could
he's
be
written soul.
it could be an O. You know what? Could be an O. Could be an O. I mean, you know, I don't know. Not really much else to say about this, really, man. You know, he's, like I said, he's got, you know, little things
Why
he's
hasn't he
picked
done a
up.
border like all the way around?
I mean, it's a
Why
quick
is the
sketch, you know.
top right of the S so skinny?
Yeah.
Why, like Maddie says, like why is it all going over each other and then the O's not?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a bit of continuity, this bit at the bottom and this
Let's have a
top
look at his
right.
hand start.
There's
Okay.
the S there. It's not too bad.
Yeah, okay.
The E on the one is okay as well. It's a bit funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to write home about, but it's okay. He looks like he's having fun with it. You know what I mean?
I like the way you said color filling in, fading with those pens that we all
Yeah.
know don't fade. And that's
Don't
the
think.
only thing you can do is
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Just be like, whoosh, whoosh. And sometimes that makes the end of your nib like fucked when you try
Yeah,
and do that
it
with those
can
pens.
gets it all roughed up and fluffy. Yeah,
So I'm
that's
giving him 10 out of 10 for doing.
fair enough. For a sketch, I'm just gonna give it a 5 because it's not
Yeah, I'm
totally
going to give it a
shit.
four.
The
Yeah,
guy's
four and a
like,
half.
yeah, 4.5. You know
It
what?
can't be above average because it's two letters.
Yeah. I
And
just
if.
don't like the style of it personally. It's just a personal thing. It's not whether it's
General
good
rule
or
of
bad.
thumb for me on graph critique is if it's a sketch, it's got to be the fucking nuts. It's got to be the fucking nuts because
You know what I mean?
you don't have to worry about can control.
Again, it's another thing of people not wanting to send in their best stuff because they don't want to get gunned and then go, oh, this is my best thing, you know? So they send some
Yeah.
half-assed shit like this so we can gun it and they can just be like, whatever, it doesn't matter, man.
So
Yeah.
people can gun us when we paint at the. We're painting it somewhere, no? Did we mention it last week?
War games.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Northampton
Yeah.
or Norwich or Nottingham or
No,
Northampton. That's it.
Northampton. It's
Yeah,
Northampton.
yeah.
Yeah.
Wall games.
Yeah. We're going to
And
be
we've got
there, man.
12 cans of paint each.
Yeah. And we've got a little allocated spot. I'll bring some more paint as well.
Decent.
And we'll be doing an episode there as well. So, yeah, look out. We'll remind people closer to the time. I think it's in August. I
But
think
you
it's
can
a.
gun our pieces.
You know, I think it's the same weekend that Carnival is, you know? So.
I'm not going.
Yeah, no.
I
We'll be
can't go
back.
to that.
We'll be back before Carnival. All right,
I
let's.
was going to ask the
Oh.
people for their opinion. Leave me a message in the comments. Should I go and pay for, bearing in mind the tickets are 300 quid each because they're resale,
Jesus.
Metallica concert in Londres with the Latina who is like telling me I should spend my money and spend my savings because I don't know if I'm going to be alive tomorrow, basically.
Just enjoy life, yeah.
And enjoy life and make memories, you know, but 300 quid, 600 quid.
Oh, 600 for two tickets.
But yeah, 300 quid each, like 298 quid for one resale ticket. But it's
Jesus.
Metallica. I was born in 1981. They were already a band. Maddie, I was sitting on a coach going to fucking football or something. And Maddie said, sat behind me and he went, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Snoop Dogg. And he took off Metallica. So they've been around. They're a band of my youth. They've got some heavy songs. But I only know about this is why I didn't buy it. I only know about three or four of them, like Enter the Sandman and the
Yeah, the
fucking
big
huge,
songs, yeah.
huge songs. And I'd love them to do acoustic shit. I'm not going there to like do like, bah, eat my mum, shit on my face. Da, 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 da. But these guys are pushing 70. So would they be doing that still? I don't know. I don't know. And
Maybe
that's why I
someone,
need the listeners. Maybe someone's been to see them recently.
Exactly. So let us know your experience of seeing them. What's the venue? Which venue is it in?
It's fucking huge, by the way.
Is it in London? Yeah, you said London.
Yeah, it's not Wembley,
Yeah.
but it's let me just
The
Google it.
O2 Arena, or is it?
Metallica concert London venue. London Stadium in Stratford.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically the stadium that was built for the Olympics, I think.
This is because I tell you what, a few years ago I went to see Santana. Yeah, I know it's completely different from them, but around about similar era, would you
Yeah,
say?
Carlos
Yeah.
Santana, yeah.
And the crowd were all seated and it was all old people. Yeah. Like older people, even older than me, you know? And I remember at one point Santana was like, because it was in Wembley. And he even stopped the show and he was like, you know, I played here in 1979. No one was sat down. Yeah. He's like, get
Yeah.
up off your seats, you fucking old fuckers. Like that. He was like, I had to tell people to get up, you know? So maybe the crowd will be a bit more subdued than being like shit on my face and all that stuff, like you said. Yeah. Like there's not going to be mosh pits and shit kicking off. You know
That
what I mean?
heavy metal kind of amplifier and guitar, and I just like not a fan of that.
Yeah, but there'll be loads of that going on. There will be
Well,
loads.
that's the thing. Will there? Because they're going to be, how old are Metallica now? They've got to be like in their 70s.
Yeah, but they're still loving it. I've seen clips of them doing their thing. They might not be as energetic, but
62, 63, 61, 62 years old.
because of their reputation, they kind of have to kind of do a bit of that. The Metallica
Yeah,
is
a bit, that would be
known.
fine. That would be
Yeah.
cool and understandable. But if they didn't enter the Sandman in an acoustic, like I would just be fucking
Would be crazy.
squirting in my pants, basically.
Well, okay, let us know if you've seen Metallica recently in the past few years. Was it a good gig? Do you recommend it? Do you think Theme should spend close to £1,000 just to get down there? And you know, say once you're in there as well, you're spending another 100 quid on
Another
just
couple of hundred
fucking
quid on fucking drinks and t-shirts
parkings
and
and yeah,
shit.
drinks and fucking.
Well, I'll get there for free with
Oh,
my
yeah.
Freedom Pass.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I love the Freedom Pass.
Well,
Love
let's
it.
see. Let's see how we get on. Oh,
So, party people in the house.
did you
It's an
get
hour and 6 minutes.
to Margate on the Freedom Pass? I forgot to ask you last week. Does it work on them
No,
BR
it works
trains?
in London. That's it. TfL.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, before we go, people, there's leave a comment below to win some OCB goodness. Send us in your graffiti for critique. Send it to the email, to the DMs on the Instagram. Send us a voice note question. You know what I
Sign up
mean?
to the Patreon and subscribe to the YouTube. And
Yeah.
let us know good ideas for episode 200.
Oh yeah,
Otherwise,
200
we'll come up with them ourselves. You
is
know
in a
what I'm
few
saying?
weeks.
And
Yeah.
bore you all off. Yeah, for sort of 14 weeks. Led
Yeah.
Zeppelin, this is my track. Since I've Been Loving You, it's possibly the greatest Led Zeppelin song they ever did. And it's very bluesy. And I've nearly learnt it. The full solo.
Ah,
The
okay.
full everything. So maybe next week
You do a live rendition.
I'll do a live rendition of the fucking solo of Led Zepp, Jimmy Page,
Sick.
Phoebe Page. Come on, bruv. Come
Come
on.
on, bruv. All right, big up, people. Thanks for hanging out, man. Till next time.
Yeah, mother lovers.
Peace.
Arms House batters everything, including Led Zepp.
Arms House, to your mum's house.
We're filming a podcast.
That's Justin, isn't it? Justin Rollins.
We're filming a podcast.
That was to the police. It's so light, you can't hear it. The height of his heroin addiction.
Damn.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House for Your Mum's House.
His voice is the nuts.
Working from 7.
working from 7 to 11 every night. This is the band, this is the guy that invented like driving Lamborghinis out of hotel bedrooms and fucking smashing up raves, smashing up hallways, like taking heroin in your mum's vag and all that sort of gash.
Was it Jimmy Page? No.
Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and John Bon Jovi, like with the...
Bonham. Yeah, the drummer. Yeah. Sick.
And his son is a sick drummer now as well.
Ew.
And there was a fourth guy, Mr. Quiet, and he was like the best musician in the whole band.
Ew.
Baby,
you haven't learned this bit, man.
My Christian Dior, Nick Sandman!